started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your blessings that keeps following us. Thank you for great things you have done in our lives. Thank you for greater things you are still going to do for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for making difficult things easy in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the helps we get from you in those times we really needed your help. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for securing for us a great future. Thank you for upholding us in your righteousness. Thank you for the grace you have given to us to overcome temptations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for strengthening us in such a way that we can't find our weaknesses anymore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us to pray according to your will. I thank you for answering the prayers that we pray unto you. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence once again to seek you, to call upon your name in faith. O Lord, hear us from your throne. Attend to our voices and answer our prayers again. Meet us at the point of our needs. In Jesus' name, we want to see demonstrations of your power in our lives. Oh Lord, demonstrate your power in our lives through the prayer session of tonight in Jesus' name. We want to have undeniable testimonies. O Lord, do your works in our lives and give us great testimonies to share. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing the worship songs. Be formal. We're going to prayer point. You are the mighty God, the great I am, alleluia, alleluia, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That's a wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. That wonderful name, it's Jesus. Jesus, that wonderful name, that wonderful name. Jesus, There is no other name I know. You are who you are, yesterday, to be and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. You're who you are. You are who you are. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change, you never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, we worship you. We worship you. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Show us mercy now. Show us mercy, Father. Show us mercy now. We cry, O Lord. We cry for mercy. We cry for mercy. Show us mercy now. Show us mercy now. We cry for mercy, O Lord. Show us mercy now. We cry, O Lord. We cry for mercy. Show us mercy, Lord Jesus. Show us mercy now. Show us mercy now. We cry, O Lord. We cry for mercy. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, reveal your glory as we pray. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, reveal your power as we pray. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, reveal your glory as we pray. As we pray. As we gathered in this place today, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. Be glorified. Be glorified in everything we do. Be glorified in everything we say. Have your way. This is your house. This is your house. Your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you today. This is your house. This is your house. This is your home. Your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. This is your house. Your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you today. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And my soul sings. Yeah, in your presence, soaring on your wings. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Hear these praises. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much. Yes, Lord. Jesus, love you so much. I need thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, Lord Jesus. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. O Lord, my God, while I'm in wholesome wonder, I'll see that all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul. My Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to be. How great thou art, O Lord. How great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship in His holy name. Sing like never before, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Will lift up your name with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. You are here. Changing every life. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here. Set the captives free. Jesus, we worship you. Savior, we worship you. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light of the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. There is a place my heart cries out, O Lord, there is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. Oh Lord, it is a place where deep calls to the deep. It is a place of your presence, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more. Let me know you more than I have known you. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. One more time, how we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Begin to worship and bless his name. Worship Jesus, the Savior of the world. Worship Jesus, the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Worship Jesus, the great physician. Worship Jesus, the soon coming King. Worship Jesus, the Alpha and Omega. Praise Him. Adore Him. Worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Worship Him with the whole of your heart. Worship Him for who He is. Praise Him, for He's a great God. Praise Him. Praise Him. Thank Him for everything He has done in your life. Thank Him for everything He's doing right now in your life. Thank Him for everything He's going to do in your life. Worship your Creator, your Father, your Redeemer, your Helper, your Restorer, your Healer, your Deliverer, your Defender, your Provider. He is your strength. Worship Him. Praise Him. Adore Him. Surely He is a great God. Surely He is a great God. Surely He is a faithful God. He is a righteous God. There is no darkness in Him. He is the only true God. He cannot lie. There is no shadow of turning with Him. Worship Him, for He is highly exalted. Far above principalities and powers. He is highly exalted. Far above the heavens and the earth. Far above the highest heavens. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. No one is higher than You. You alone is the highest. No one is greater than You. You alone is the greatest. We praise You, El Shaddai. Thank You for everything You have done for us. Thank You, Lord, for being so good to us. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise and thanks. Amen. We're going to thank him again, for we cannot thank him enough. There's no way we can thank him enough. So you're going to say, thank you, Father. For your love. For my life. Say, thank you, Father, for loving me. Even when I couldn't love you enough. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for your unfailing love toward me. Continue to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for your mercy toward me. Thank you for your unfailing love toward me. Thank you for loving me so much, even when I could not reciprocate the same love towards you. Thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for loving me so much, even when I couldn't love you back as I should. Even when I couldn't demonstrate enough love for you, yet you loved me still. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you for keeping me safe and secured in all my travelings, in all my movements. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for preserving my going out and coming in. There are people who left their house, their houses, and they couldn't come back alive. They died before they could come, before they could return home. Say, Father, thank you for preserving my going out and coming in. Some people left their houses, and the next place they found themselves is in the hospital because there was an accident that happened. Say, Father, thank you for preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you for keeping me safe and secured at all times. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him for his faithfulness. It is not normal that you pray and God answered. There are people who have been praying and yet they have never received answers. So help me to say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness toward my life. Thank you for always meeting my needs. Thank you for always answering my prayers. Open your mouth up and begin to pray like that. Some people have been praying for years, and up till today, none of their prayers have been answered. But you prayed, and God answered your prayers. Thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for being so faithful to me. Thank you for always meeting my needs. Thank you for always providing for my needs. Thank you for always answering my prayers. Thank you for always doing the things that I ask of you. Thank you, Father. For you have not put me to shame. You have not failed me. You have not let me down. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. There are some things that God is not allowing you to have at the moment. Because if He allow you to have those things would destroy your life. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, thank you for not giving me things that would destroy my life. Thank you for not giving me things, giving me opportunities that would damage my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing me to have certain friendship, certain opportunities, certain relationships, certain connections that would damage my life. Though those things might look good, but you know what is best for me by not allowing me to have those things. Say, Father, thank you for not allowing me to have certain things that would destroy my life, even though they appear to be good things. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I pray you will understand why you are thanking Him in this way. Say, Lord, thank you for not allowing me to have certain things that would become a snare to me. Say, Father, thank you for not allowing me to have certain things that would lead to my downfall and destruction. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your grace appear in my life to enable me to do things that are beyond my human strength and wisdom. Say, Father, let your grace appear in my life to enable me to do things that are beyond my human strength and wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Grace means the ability of God in action. That's the meaning of grace. God's ability in action. Through a man, God's ability manifesting through a man. The ability of God manifesting through a mortal man. Say, Father, let your grace appear in my life. And let that grace enable me to do things that are beyond my human strength. Things that are beyond my human skills and efforts. Things that are beyond my human wisdom and intelligence. Things that are beyond my human knowledge and understanding. Oh Lord, let your grace appear in my life. And let it enable me, let it empower me to do things that my human strength can never do. To achieve success that my human strength can never achieve. To achieve progress and greatness and excellence that my human strength can never achieve. Oh Lord, let your grace appear in my life. Lashate kushte degala. Let your grace appear in my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Lord is telling me that there are some of you here that you have never been able to pray for 2 hours alone by yourself in your own prayer closet, in your own prayer life. You have never been able to pray for 2 hours alone. And that is very wrong. Yeah, because as a Christian, at least you should be able to pray at least 2 hours every day. Apart from the prayer, the corporate prayers, like what we are doing now, apart from when you join a prayer program, a prayer meeting, yeah, apart from that, your own personal prayer life, you should be able to spend time with God in prayer, in worship, for at least 2 hours every day. Yeah, that is for a normal Christian. But for a minister, for someone that is a minister of God, should be able to pray 4 hours every day, at least. So which means you can do more than that. Yeah, if you're a minister, at least you should have a prayer life of 4 hours every day. Yeah, and if you are just in an ordinary Christian or a common Christian, you should be able to spend 2 hours. So you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, empower my spirit, soul, and body to be able to have a strong personal prayer life. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, empower my spirit, soul, and body to be able to have a strong, a consistent, personal prayer life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize my spirit, soul, and body to be able to have a strong personal prayer life. Baptize my spirit, soul, and body to be able to have a powerful prayer life. A powerful personal prayer life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize my spirit, soul, and body to be able to have a consistent and victorious prayer life in the name of Jesus. Empower me, Holy Spirit. Empower me with fire to be able to have a prayer life that is powerful, a prayer life that is victorious, a prayer life that is strong, a prayer life that is void of coldness and weakness. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to have such prayer life. In the name of Jesus. Empower me, Holy Spirit, with fire to be able to pray for long hours. The Holy Spirit, empower me with fire. Empower my spirit, soul, and body with fire to be able to pray for long hours personally without getting tired. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, whenever I talk about a long hours prayers, some people would feel like that is not necessary, that is not so important. That doesn't mean if or whenever I pray short prayers, God will not answer. That doesn't mean it's a must. Yeah. Well, those people respond like that because they do not understand the realm of the spirit, and they do not understand spiritual warfare. Yeah, they do not understand the spiritual realms and the invisible realms. You see, there is so much darkness. There is such a great darkness that has covered the whole world, covered this entire generation. Yeah, and if you are just if you're a Christian that just pray for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then you think, and then you do that every day, or sometimes you even forget to spend time with God, You are going to become a prey to the kingdom of darkness. They will mess with your life. They will spoil your life. They will attack you and they will succeed. They will spoil many good things in your life. They will limit your progress. They will oppress you. And in fact, you will not be able to fulfill destiny. Yeah, because it is in the place of prayer that you receive strength and grace and anointing to carry out your divine purpose. Yeah. So if you joke with your personal prayer life, you are joking with your destiny. And you are joking with your calling. So you are going to pray. So you must discipline yourself to achieve these long hours prayers. It is not easy, but you must make it work. You must make it work. So you are going to pray, you are going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself to be able to spend long hours with God in prayer and worship. So, Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself every day to be able to spend long hours in prayers. The hours I gave you, they are just the least, which means you can spend more than that. You know, I said 2 hours for Christians and 4 hours at least for ministers of God every day, 4 hours. You alone with God. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself to be able to spend long hours with God in prayer and in worship. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you fail in this area, a lot of things will not move forward in your life. And if certain things appear to be moving forward, then they are only moving forward very little. They would have moved forward better if you have a powerful personal prayer life. So, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to discipline myself. Help me to cut off distractions so that I can spend quality time with God in prayer, in personal prayers and personal worship. Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself. You must be able to discipline yourself. Even when you feel tired, don't agree with the tiredness. Even when you feel sleepy, don't agree with the sleep. Stand on your feet and walk around until the sleep disappears. You must be able to discipline yourself to achieve this thing. So, Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself. Help me to cut off distractions from my life. Help me to cut off unnecessary activities so that I can spend quality time with you alone. In prayer and worship, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I told someone some time ago, I said, the people God will usually visit during a church meeting or a prayer program, like what we are doing now, are people who have a strong personal prayer life. Now, what I'm saying is that after you would have spent quality time with God in your own personal prayer life, then whenever you come into a prayer meeting like this, into a prayer program like this, God would love to visit you. And in fact, whenever the man of God prays for you, the prayer will work for you faster than others. Yeah, because you already have a strong prayer altar in your own personal relationship with God. You already have a strong prayer altar with God. So whenever you now come to the public meetings, God will love to visit you first before he will visit others. Yeah, so that is the divine rule, the divine protocol. Yeah, the Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, you cannot spend 4 hours alone in your room praying and have God into a public prayer session, and God will now answer those prayers. God will just it doesn't work like that. I'm sharing with you secrets of how to really receive from God. So you're going to pray. You can say, Father, put in me strong hunger and thirst to keep running after you. So, Father, put in me strong hunger and thirst to keep running after you, to keep seeking you in every hour of my life, in every day of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. This thing has to do with hunger in your heart. That is what will sustain you to spend such long time in God's presence. You must be full of hunger, strong passion for God, strong desire for God. Say, oh Lord, fill me, fill my heart with strong hunger and thirst for you, such that I keep running after you, such that I keep seeking after you, such that I don't get tired talking to you, such that I don't get tired seeking your face, worshiping you, praising you. Oh Lord, put in me strong desire for you, strong hunger for you, strong thirst for you. In the name of Jesus, such that I keep looking for you in every hour of my life. Strong desire for your presence. Give me such heart. Give me such heart that strongly desire your presence always. Create in me such heart that strongly desire your presence always. Create in me such heart that strongly desire to be with you, that strongly desire to talk to you, that strongly desire to hear from you always. Oh Lord, put in me such desire. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You must come to the point where you no longer check time. When you are fellowshipping with God, when you are having a prayer time with God, you must come to the point where you no longer check time. Yeah, if you can spend time with someone you love, a human being you love, and you do not check time why you are spending time with that person, why should you be checking time while you are spending time with God? Yeah, if you spend time with your spouse and you are not checking the clock while you keep spending the time with your spouse, why is it that when you are in prayer, that is when you are checking time? Now, what I'm saying is that the secret to praying for long hours is by not checking time. When you are with God, when you are alone with God, is by not taking time. That is how you'll be able to spend long hours. But if you pray a little and then you carry your phone, you look at the time, then you're not ready yet. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to long for you to the point that I get lost into your presence, forgetting about myself, forgetting about my environment. Say, Father, help me to long for you. Help me to desire you so much that I get lost into your presence. Forgetting about myself, forgetting about anything in my life, forgetting about my physical environment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, help me to desire you to that point. Help me to love you to that point. Help me to long for you to that point, to the point where I no longer check time when I'm spending time with you. Help me to long for you to the point where I get lost into your presence. Forgetting everything about myself. Forgetting everything about my needs. Forgetting everything in my environment. Oh Lord, help me to seek you to that point. Help me to desire you to that point. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to love you to that point. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some years ago, we used to have Christians who would withdraw themselves from the midst of people, and they would go to a solitary place. Yeah, some of them, they have a prayer room. Yeah, they have their prayer rooms. They would withdraw themselves from the crowd, from among people, and they would go to a solitary place or to their prayer rooms, and they would lock the door. 5 hours, they are still there. 6 hours, they are still there, praying, not sleeping. Yeah, 8 hours, they are still there, praying, not sleeping. Now, they were so consistent that this, such prayer life became their lifestyle. And these people, Their lives and their ministries became full of glorious things, full of great wonders, great testimonies. Yeah, you're going to pray. You see, there is no shortcut to gaining the fullness of the benefit in God's kingdom. There is no shortcut to it. We have to pay the price. So do not let any preacher deceive you. Do not let any man of God deceive you. There is no shortcut. You have to pay the price. Yeah. You have to pay the price. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me to make deliberate decisions concerning building a strong personal prayer life. Say, Father, help me to make deliberate decisions, deliberate choices concerning building a strong prayer life with you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You have to be intentional about this thing. You have to be serious about it. You have to make it a matter of must, a matter of must for you to achieve it. Say, Father, help me to be deliberate about building a strong prayer life with you. Say, Father, help me to be intentional about this. Help me to make deliberate decisions, deliberate sacrifices. Help me to discipline myself in order to build a strong personal prayer life with you. Oh Lord, help me. Help me. Help me to be intentional about this. Help me to be deliberate about this. Help me to set time, set aside time for you alone. Help me, Father. Help me to set aside specific hours in every day for you alone, to spend with you alone. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we're going to look at Isaiah. Isaiah 61. Open your Bibles to Isaiah 61. I'm going to read verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. We are going to pray some prayers from these verses. Now, it says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Now, what does it mean when the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me? What does it mean when the Spirit of the Lord God is upon a man? Number one, it means that the Spirit is able to drive you, and the Spirit is able to take actions through you. The Spirit is able to do operations through you. Yeah. The Spirit is able to drive you, and the Spirit is able to do things using you or through you. Yeah, it's just like the way you pick up a spoon, and then you use the spoon to carry some food, and you put the food into your mouth. Yeah, so the spoon is just doing what you are using it to do. Now the spoon is under your control. Yeah, so that is the same thing with the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. So it means you are not the one in control. It means it is the Spirit that is upon you that is in control. Yeah, and then it means you are not doing anything. It is the Spirit that is upon you that is doing everything. So all that you are doing is just that you just yield yourself to the Spirit. And then the Spirit of the Lord God began to do everything using you. Whereas you are doing nothing, and you are not in control. All that you are doing is just that you are yielding, you are surrendering to the Spirit, and you are saying, Spirit of the Lord God, continue. Praise the Lord. So that is what it means when the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. So the Spirit is not upon you to be controlled by you. The Spirit is upon you to control you, to drive you, and to do what you want, whereas you do nothing. Yeah, though the people can see you do something, but it's not you. Because you are not in control. It's the Spirit doing everything. Now, the question is, do you want the Spirit of the Lord God to rest upon you? Do you want to have a Christian life that is fully under the control of the Spirit of the Lord God? If your answer is yes, then you are going to pray this prayer. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, come upon me. Say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, come upon me and remain upon me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, come upon me. Spirit of the Lord God, come upon me and remain upon me. Remain. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord God, Spirit of the living God, rest upon me now. Descend upon me now and remain upon me now. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Pray because you desire this. Pray this prayer because that is what you want. rest upon me, Spirit of the Lord God, Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of Jesus Christ, rest upon me now and remain upon me. Remain upon me, thank you, Lord. Remain upon me in the name of Jesus. Remain upon me forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, one of the heralds in the body of Christ, one of the heralds in the church today, is the fact that we have interpreted having the Holy Ghost upon us to be the same with speaking in tongues. Now, we have interpreted having the Holy Ghost upon us to be equal to speaking in tongues or praying in tongues. There is a difference. It's not the same, though both are connected, but they are not the same. Now, if you look at the Bible, you will see that the apostles, they always pray for the Holy Ghost to come upon them. Even after the Holy Ghost had come upon them, on the day of Pentecost in the upper room in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, even after the Holy Ghost had come upon them, they still continued to pray that the Holy Ghost would come upon them. They still continue to pray that the Holy Ghost will rest, will be upon them always. So having the Holy Ghost upon us is not the same with speaking in tongues. Of course, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you can speak in tongues. But it doesn't mean you will always speak in tongues. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, you will be able to do many things. Many things. Speaking in tongues is just one among thousands of things that you will do when the Holy Ghost come upon you. Speaking in tongues is just like one among thousands of things that happens when the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. So we have now, interpreted that to mean just speaking in tongues. So when you ask some people to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Ghost to come upon them, they say, I already have that. And they will tell you, I already have that. I can speak in tongues. They will say, I already have that. I already have the Holy Ghost because I can speak in tongues. No, you don't have that. You only have one among many things that the Spirit does through a man. You only have just one. Speaking in tongues is just one among many things that the Holy Spirit does through a man. So which means if you are going to be able to do other things that the Holy Spirit does through a man, you have to pray that it comes upon you before you can do those things. You cannot minister healing you cannot minister healing anointing if the Spirit does not come upon you for healing to happen through you. You cannot minister deliverance if the Spirit has not come upon you to do deliverance through you. Yeah. You cannot prophesy if the Spirit has not come upon you to do prophecy or prophesying through you. Yeah. So it's not just about speaking in tongues. Yeah. It's about having the Spirit come upon you, and the Spirit is able to do a lot through you. Yeah. A lot in you and a lot through you. Yeah. I hope you understand. Yeah. I felt I need to correct that. So you are still going to pray. There is a lot that the Spirit wants to help you to do if you are willing to surrender, if you are willing to yield to Him a lot, even your business, your career. The Spirit wants to do it for you. Everything in this life, there is an anointing of the Spirit that can handle them. Everything in this life, there is an anointing of the Spirit that can do them successfully. Whether you are into any skill, maybe you draw things, you know how to draw things, the Spirit can come upon you and you'll be able to do that excellently. There is nothing human beings do here on earth that the Spirit cannot come upon us to do it better through us. So you are going to pray that prayer again. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, come upon me and do great things in the earth. Fill me. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, come upon me now. Do great things in the earth through me. Do mighty things in the head through me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Spirit wants to do great things in the head, but He's looking for people who will surrender. People that will surrender. I say, here I am. Use me. So Holy Spirit, come upon me now. Do great things in the head through me. Thank you, Lord. Do powerful things in the head through me. Do mighty things in the head through me. Thank you, Lord. Come upon me now, Spirit of the Lord God. Come upon me now, Spirit of the living God. Come upon me now. Come upon me now. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Come upon me right now, Holy Spirit. Are you really desperate for this kind of baptism? Do you really want Him to come upon you? To fill you again and again? The Holy Spirit, come upon me and do mighty things. Through me in the head. Do great and mighty things through me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Now, when we talk about a baptism of the Holy Spirit, yeah, it's something that we need to always desire, always ask for, especially when you know that you are not yet drunk with the Spirit. Yeah, it's just like someone that is drinking alcohol, and the person have drank 2 or 3 bottles, and yet the person doesn't feel drunk yet, and the person continue to drink more bottles and more bottles and more bottles until he or she is drunk. Now, that is similar to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so it's something that you should always ask for, even though you probably have gotten you already have an experience where the Holy Ghost come upon you. Yes, that is fine, but you need to continue to desire more baptism until you have the fullness, until you are drunk. Yeah, so it's not a one-time experience. It is a continuous experience. So after you have the first one, you must continue to have it again and again and again. It's a continuous thing. Yeah, from the time you first have it, then you must continue to have it. So you must be able to know where you are, or how should I say it? Yeah, where you are in the Spirit, or how much of the Spirit you are inside. You know, it's a baptism. You must be able to know how much of the Spirit you, or maybe I should say the level you are in the Spirit. Yeah, you must be able to know, and when you know that you have not gotten deeper, then you must continue to ask for that baptism until you are filled completely, until you have been completely drunk, completely immersed. Yeah, so we must continue to desire Him. Yeah, we must continue to desire it. Yeah, it is like you standing in a pool of water, and then the water is just at your knee level. Yeah, if anyone asks you, are you inside the water? You tell them, yes, I'm inside the water. But you know that the water is just at the level of your knees. Yeah. So if anyone says, are you in the Spirit? You say, yes, I'm in the Spirit. But the Spirit is at the level of your knees. Now, the deeper you go, the more of the Spirit, the more you are baptized in the Spirit, the deeper you go, the more you are baptized, till you are lost in the Spirit. Yeah, till you are completely swallowed up by that water, because the water continues to rise, and continues to rise until the water covers you up. That is when you are completely immersed completely lost, and that is complete baptism in the Spirit. So you are going to pray. You are still going to resolve your right hand. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, take me deeper into you. Till I am completely immersed in you. So Holy Spirit, take me deeper into you. Till I am completely immersed in you. Till I am no longer visible. And the only person that people see is you and not me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, take me deeper. Take me deeper. Thank you, Lord. Take me deeper into you till I am completely lost into you. Till I am completely baptized into you. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Till I am no longer visible. And the only person that is visible becomes you. Holy Spirit, take me deeper into you. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you are praying this prayer seriously. So Holy Spirit, take me deeper till I am completely immersed into you forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of the reasons why the Spirit of the Lord God cannot use some people is because they do not seek to glorify God. They do not seek to glorify God. They seek to glorify themselves because they are so full of pride. The Spirit tested them and they failed the test. Yeah, maybe the Spirit used them to do 2 or 3 miracles. And after that, they became so full of pride. And they became so boastful. And now they seek the exaltation of themselves, the glory of themselves. They do not seek, they do not seek to glorify God, to glorify the Spirit that did the miracles. Yeah. So they began to take the glory that belongs to God. So after the Spirit tested them and saw that they are not worthy, the Spirit refused to continue to use them. And some, the Spirit only searched their hearts, and the Spirit discovered that they have wrong motives. And he saw that they are not worthy to be used. I pray that, my prayer for you is that you will be worthy of God's use at this time in Jesus' name. I pray that he will not disqualify you because he is going to search your heart. He is going to really search your heart. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to walk worthy of your use. at this time. Yes, Father, help me to walk worthy of your use at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to walk worthy. Help me to become a vessel that you can use. Help me to become a man you can use. A woman you can use. Yeah, there's nothing like, I am just a normal Christian. I'm not a pastor, so I don't need this type of prayer. But God did not save you to leave you to yourself. Everyone that God saved, He saved them so that He can use them to save others. So there's nothing like, I don't need God to use me. Yeah, it is natural to our Christian faith to be used by God for the salvation of others. If you are not being used, it's more likely that you are not even qualified for heaven. If you are not qualified for God's use, then it's the same as you are not qualified for heaven. Yeah. So pray that prayer. Say, Father, help me to walk worthy of your use. Help me to walk worthy of your use. Help me to become the man you can use. Help me to become the woman you can use. Help me to become the man you can use. Help me to become the woman you can use. Talk to God like that. Help me to become the vessel you can use. The instrument you can use. Help me, Father. Help me to seek to glorify you. Help me to seek your glory and not to glorify myself. Help me to desire to see you glorified and not myself glorified and not myself taking the praise that belongs to you. Say, oh Lord, help me to walk worthy of your use. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, the Spirit, Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Yeah. Another thing you need to know is that for the Spirit to rest upon you and remain upon you, you must be dead to self. You must be dead to self. You must have died to self, died to your flesh, your Adamic nature, the sinful nature you were born with the day you came into this world. You must be dead to that nature, the human nature. Yeah, what it means to be dead to something is that you are no longer being controlled by that thing. So whenever you're exposed to that thing have no influence over you anymore, and that thing cannot control you anymore. That's what it means to be dead to something. Yeah, it's not as if that thing is not there. Yeah, or you can't feel that thing. You can still feel that thing, but he's no longer controlling you. So when the Bible says we should be dead to self, we should deny self. We should be dead to the flesh. It's saying that that we should no longer be controlled by self, by the flesh. Yeah, that is what it means. It means even while the flesh is still there, it is as though it's not there. Even though it's there, but it's as though it's not there, because it can no longer control you. It has no power over you anymore, even though you still feel tempted, but you can no longer fall into those temptations. So that is what it means to be dead to self. So it means yourself does not control your life anymore. It means you have put away self, your own will. You have crucified your own will. You have killed your own desires. So all that you want now is the Lord's desire. So you don't want anything anymore. You want what He wants. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Only people like that can have the Spirit rest upon them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let self and flesh be entirely dead, be completely dead in my life. So in the name of Jesus, let self and flesh be completely dead in my life, so that the Spirit of the Lord God can remain upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bashati dekushtenetechnekala. The Spirit cannot rest upon a man that does not agree with Him. When self and flesh is still controlling you, the Spirit will not be able to stay on you. Yeah, because He cannot stay on you if He cannot control you. So in the name of Jesus, let self and flesh die completely in my life. Let self and flesh die completely, thank you all, in my life. Let self and flesh down in the name of Jesus, so that the Spirit of the Lord can remain on me and function through me in the name of Jesus. Begin to say in the name of Jesus, my life shall no longer be controlled by self and flesh. My life shall no longer be controlled by the Adamic nature. My life shall no longer be controlled by the sinful nature. My life shall only be controlled by the Spirit of the Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray some 5 more prayer points before we round off the session. Now, I'm still in Isaiah 61. Verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And then it went further to say, because the Lord hath anointed me. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. Now, you can see that there's a difference between the anointing or being anointed and having the Spirit of the Lord upon you. Now, though some places in the Bible interchange it, some places in the Bible kind of call the presence of the Spirit upon you the anointing as well. Yeah, but there's a slight difference. There's a slight difference. Though the Spirit and the anointing is one, is together, but there's a slight difference. Yeah, and that difference is what I want to tell you. You can say it's the same, but it's good that you understand the difference so that you will know how to pray for the anointing, and then you will also know how to pray for baptism, praise the Lord. Yeah, so I said, you need to know the slight difference so that when you are praying for baptism, you will know how to pray. And when you are praying for anointing of the Spirit, you will also know how to pray. Yeah. Though we can say they are the same. If you say they are the same, you're right. Yeah. If you say the two are the same, you're right. But it's good that you know the difference, because there's a slight difference between having the Spirit upon you and being anointed by the Lord. Yeah, being anointed by the Lord is different from having the Spirit of the Lord upon you. Yeah, there's a slight difference. Now, this is the difference. It says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. Now, it means that the anointing came first. Yeah, the anointing came first before the Spirit came. And usually the two happen almost immediately. If the Lord anoints you,
immediately the Spirit will come upon you. We saw the same with we saw that happen to Saul when Prophet Samuel anointed him to be king of over Israel. And we also saw the same thing happen to David when Prophet Samuel anointed him with horn. Yeah, the Spirit came immediately, he was anointed. Yeah. So usually the Spirit, we always follow the anointing. Yeah, because they are one. Yeah, so immediately the anointing touches your head, the Spirit comes immediately. So it's like they are magnetized, the two are magnetized together, but there is a slight difference. Yeah, so it says, because he has anointed me. So, which means the anointing came first. Now, the anointing is always attached to specific assignments, specific tasks. Yeah, so you can only do what you have been anointed to do. Or maybe I should say, the Spirit can only use you to do what you have been anointed to do. So what you have not been anointed to do, the Spirit will not be able to use you to do that. And that is why some ministers of God, they became confused, because they realized that they could cast out demons by the Spirit that is upon them, but they couldn't heal the sick. They could cast out devils, but they couldn't heal the sick. When they prayed for sick people and they did not see any healing happen. So it means they were not anointed, or they have not asked, they have not prayed that God will anoint them as well for ministering healing. Yeah, so the fact that you have the Spirit upon you doesn't mean the Spirit can use you to do certain things. The Spirit will only use you to do the ones the Lord has anointed you to do. Because the Lord found you qualified, and He found you worthy for such assignment, and then He anointed you for that. And that is why the Spirit will now use you to do that, because you have been anointed to do that. I hope you understand. It's a bit intertwined, but I believe you understand. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So this implies that you need to ask God to really anoint you for certain things. And like I said earlier, there is nothing in this life that the Lord does not have the anointing for. Yeah, there is no success you desire in this life. There is no breakthrough you desire in this life that God does not have the anointing for it. There is no progress you desire, no greatness you desire, that Jesus does not have the anointing for it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, anoint me with the anointing to solve problems in my generation." Say, "Oh Lord, anoint me to solve problems in my generation." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yes. Say, Lord Jesus, anoint me to solve problems in my generation. Put upon me the anointing to solve many problems that is prevailing in my generations, in my generation. Put upon me the anointing that has the solution to the problems that have prevailed over many lives at this time. Oh Lord, put upon me such anointing. Pour upon me such anointing that carries in it the solutions to different kinds of problems that is prevailing in the nations of the earth at this time. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, anoint me to become a problem solver in my generation. Anoint me to become a solution provider in my generation. Anoint me to solve problems no one has been able to solve. Anoint me to solve problems no one has been able to solve in my generation. Anoint me, O Lord. Anoint me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Anoint me to become an agent of revival in these last days. Anoint me, O Lord, to become an agent of change in the head in these last days. Thank you, Lord. Anoint me to become an agent of transformation in these last days. Let it be that through my life, so many lives are being transformed. Oh Lord, anoint me for such task in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're still going to pray? They're going to pray for love. The Spirit of the Lord God is the Spirit of love. Yeah, God cannot use you to change the lives of people you do not love. God cannot use you to heal people you do not love, people you do not care about. Yeah. So love is one of those things that qualifies you for the anointing. Having real love and compassion for people, for souls. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with genuine love for people all over the world. If God will use you for people, it's because you love them. Yeah, not that you're trying to use those people for your own personal gain. God is not going to anoint you to solve problems in the lives of people if that is your motive. Yeah. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with genuine love for people all over the world. Genuine love and compassion for souls all over the world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, fill me with genuine love. Father, fill me with genuine love. Help me to lay down my life for others. Help me to love people that I'm willing to sacrifice so much because I love them. Oh Lord, help me to be driven by love for others. Give me genuine love for others. Fill my heart with genuine love for others. Fill my heart with genuine compassion for others. Help me to really care for others. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Now, let us continue with this verse, Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. So preach good tidings. You're going to pray. The anointing we usually come upon people who preach the gospel. People who preach the gospel to the poor. People who preach the gospel to as many that want to hear it. To as many that long for it. Yeah. The anointing always follows those people. So you're going to pray. Now, if I should ask, how many of you really preach the gospel to those that need to hear it? To sinners? How many of you really preach the gospel, this gospel of salvation? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill my soul with passion to preach the gospel to every creature. You're going to say, Father, fill my soul with great passion to preach the gospel to every creature. So everyone that I see, everyone that I meet, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you are not preaching the gospel, the anointing is not for you. If you do not desire souls to be saved, the anointing is not for you. Say, Father, fill my heart with great passion to preach the gospel to those that are lost. Make me to become very passionate, very zealous about preaching the gospel to every creature. Let it become my daily hunger to preach the gospel to every creature, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to every creature, whether I see them on the street, whether I see them in the supermarket, whether I see them in my place of work, whether I see those creatures on the internet. Oh Lord, fill my soul with great passion to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature in the earth. In the name of Jesus, let it become my daily duty as a Christian. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Now let us read that verse further. It says, He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He hath sent me. Now every Christian is apostolic. Yeah. You don't need to give yourself a title. God has sent you. Every one of us, we are apostolic. So every true Christian is apostolic. That is, every true Christian has been sent by God to do something. Yeah. So the question is, have you found out what God has sent you to do in people's lives? Have you discovered what God has sent you to do in people's lives? I have discovered mine. Have you discovered yours? What God has sent you to do in the lives of people? To be apostolic means to be sent by God to do something. And that thing that God would send you to do, or will send you to do, has to do with soul winning, winning souls. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I'll open my eyes to see the assignment you have sent me into this world to do for you. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the assignment. Every one of us have specific assignments. Yeah, different assignments. So you're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the assignment you have sent me into this world to do for you. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes, Father. Open my eyes, Father. Reveal to me the assignment. Assignment you have sent me into this world to do for you and for your kingdom. Reveal them to me, O Lord. All the assignments. Reveal everything to me in the name of Jesus. Reveal everything to me in the name of Jesus. All the assignments you have sent me to do for you in this earth, oh Lord, reveal them to me so that I can do them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. He said, He has sent me to bind up the broken hearted. Yeah. To bind up the broken hearted. And there's a spirit that is moving all over the world at this time. And it is the spirit of discouragement. The spirit of discouragement. Now God is looking for Christians that will encourage people, Christians that will counsel people, Christians that will bind up broken hearted, Christians that will give hope to people, courage to people, not Christians that will be discouraging others and causing others to lose faith. Sometimes I don't want to listen to some people because everything they keep saying is against faith. Everything they keep saying is ministering discouragement. They don't say things that will lift up people's souls. Everything they keep saying is things are getting bad, nothing is working, nothing is moving, we are all suffering, Satan is doing damages in people's lives. So they keep talking negative things, and they keep talking faithless words. Yeah, I hope you're not like that. Yeah, I hope you're not an agent of discouragement. I hope you're not an agent that is destroying faith in people's lives, speaking words that is making people to lose faith and trust in God. I hope you're not like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform me into an agent of encouragement. So Holy Spirit, transform me into an agent of encouragement. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, use me to encourage people. Use me to inspire people. Use me to lift up people's faith in God. Use me to draw people closer to God. Use me to give right counsel to people. Use me to give people hope. To give people hope, to give people courage, to give people strength. Use me, Holy Spirit, to bind up broken hearts. To heal broken hearts. Use me, Lord Jesus. Use me, Lord Jesus, to minister courage to people, to heal people's hearts, to give right counsel to people that will edify them. Use me to lift up the faith of people. Use me to help people trust God more. Use me to help people believe God more. Use me, Holy Spirit. Use me, Holy Spirit, to minister courage, to minister faith to people, courage to people, strength to people, hope to people, that everyone that comes across with me, they will suddenly begin to have faith in God and trust in God and hope in God in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, transform into an agent of encouragement in these last days. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient unto us. Thank you for your power that cannot fail. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for our prayers that you have answered. Thank you even for the prayers we have prayed here today that you have already answered. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great strength that you have created in us. Great strength that is destroying our weaknesses and have destroyed our weaknesses. Thank you, Father, for this strength. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone in this place, everyone connected to this prayer session. Oh Lord, show mercy on everyone. Have mercy on everyone in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, empower everyone here to become victorious in their personal prayer life. Oh Lord, let it be so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the battles that have been prevailing over you shall now begin to lose against you in the name of Jesus. The forces of darkness that have been oppressing you shall now begin to run away from you in the name of Jesus. Every hindrances and oppositions that Satan has set in place in your life to stop you from becoming a spiritual giant in spiritual warfare, I decree that such hindrances and obstacles and oppositions are removed right now in Jesus' name. Every distraction that Satan is using to weaken your personal prayer life, I decree that you shall begin to cut them off from today onwards in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the anointing from heaven that will enable you to become a change agent in these last days shall come upon you now in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord that will enable you solve problems that is prevailing over billions of souls all over the world at this time. I decree that such anointing come upon you now in the name of Jesus. I pray that in your field of career, you shall be the best in the name of Jesus. In your profession, in your job, in your skill, and in the works of your hands, in your business, you shall begin to prosper greatly from this day onwards in Jesus' name. Every blessing from the Lord that you should have received by now, I decree that they appear in your hands right now in Jesus' name. The favor of the Lord shall rest upon you. The favor of the Lord shall not depart from your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.